The French are famous for churning out bright, breezy plays known as boulevard comedies. Today, a French comedy that's actually about a boulevard opens in movie theaters. It's called Avenue Montaigne, and our critic Bob Mondello says it's a sophisticated street with some rather eccentric residents.
Picture the classiest block on the classiest street in Paris. There's a live theater, a concert hall, an auction house, dozens of boutiques, and a five-star hotel, and right at the center of all that elegance is an old-fashioned, down-at-the-heels, thoroughly ordinary bistro. Concert pianists come there for a ham sandwich, and so do the guys who sweep up after the concert. At one table, you'll find a soap opera star who wants to be a serious actress, at another, an American director who might be inclined to make her one if she weren't mixing him up with Martin Scorsese.
J'ai adoré, mais adoré Taxi Driver.
Yeah, me too. Marty's a pretty good director.
Mortification is something that haunts the Avenue Montaigne. Virtually everyone is muddling through self-inflicted disasters. A waitress gets trapped on a rooftop, a concert pianist sabotages his press interviews, an art collector starts dating his son's mistress, and that soap opera star? Well, she is so convinced that her TV show is what's keeping her from being taken seriously that even given a second chance with the American director, she makes a mess of things.
I make TV. So what? I'm popular, so what? Oh,
Madame Percel.
People love me, so what?
Don't cry, please.
Avenue Montaigne was directed by Danielle Thompson, whose joie de vivre is apparently undimmed some three decades after she scripted the film Cousin Cousine. That picture convinced international audiences that French romances could be funny as well as sophisticated, and Avenue Montaigne does much the same for French high culture. It has an unpretentious way of skewering artistic pretense and a knowing way with character, showing us arts mavens determined to suffer despite all their advantages, and little folks determined to be happy. Happy despite occasional setbacks. Avenue Montaigne doesn't aim for profundity. It's just a stroll through a very pleasant cinematic neighborhood. I'm Bob Mondello.